right back into Bob's Tuesday's threesome. We got an announcement coming up at 8 o'clock. Plus a fun little audio clip from the guys on the New Heights podcast as they ranked a food item.
Ooh, I like that.
It's fun, man. Especially this one where I've had this discussion before in After Hours with an out-of-left-field question, but we'll get into our announcement plus that audio a little bit later. But it is a Tuesday. Oh, my God. That was aggressive. You got to clip that.
That's a really good threesome.
Do you do two-a-days on Tuesdays?
No.
Okay.
Well, it depends. I mean, we got that, you know, that tiki taco thing later.
I ain't as good as I once was.
No, I'm fine with it.
Good as I ever was.
I am. I am better than I ever was. I started lifting again yesterday. Can you tell? Look how swole I am.
Okay, get into your threesome. Stop. You saw McAfee in that cutoff baseball shirt. You're like, damn, that guy's got some biceps on him. I need to start doing that.
Who was it that said yes? One of you two that said, does he do anything but curls?
Yeah, it's me. Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's like, he always wears cutoffs and like tanks. Yeah. I mean, if your arms are exposed.
Yeah.
He took the Ed Hockley diet.
He did. Yeah. Ed and then Ed Jr. Yeah. And all the refs now are ripped in the
Junior.
NFL, right?
That's right.
All right, today's threesome. I'm going to give you one, and I made this one really difficult because I think
not
it's. It's not really okay.
Not at all.
All right. So here's the threesome. You got to pick one. Your favorite musician gives you a private concert in your backyard. You have an unlimited lifetime gift card to get whatever you need from Menards, or 2% ownership in the Chiefs. However, the only way you get money out of that 2% ownership of the Chiefs is when you sell, but you can't sell for 15 years. Which one are you taking?
So you were running to the bathroom earlier in the day, and I was telling Mac, I said, this might be the easiest threesome I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah. As much as I would love Blink-182 to play in my backyard, be awesome. The Boss shows up and just plays all of the Darkness album. I'd love that. Hell. Whoever, right? Bon Iver come out there during a fire pit in front of a solo stove and play for 2 hours, and I'd be like, all right, whoever I call on my phone, I'm definitely getting laid. Wouldn't use it. Unlimited at Menards. Be nice. It's, you know, not the most, you know, variety of a store, but got a lot of stuff that you can fix your house on.
No, they do have a variety of stuff, yeah.
So you can fix your house, you can do your deck, you can do all this sort of stuff. Great idea. But 2% ownership of the Chiefs, and I can sell that in 15 years, I'm taking that.
Okay, you are taking
because
that.
Because I look at where this franchise will still be in 15 years. They will be coming off the Mahomes era. They will have the stadium. They will have a revamped system. They will then plan accordingly. Their stock will still be somewhat
high. You know,
in
15 years, if they renovate, we'll be talking about a new stadium then in about 15 years.
Ugh. Please don't do that to me. I'm trying to have a
That's
good
on
Tuesday.
You, Mac. Yeah. We'll be long retired on that one. You got that one to handle. I'll answer the phone, maybe.
Yeah, and so I would take the 2% ownership, and you can't unhear that.
Yeah, you can.
and sell that in 15 years. Yeah, give me 2%.
Okay, so you'll just take it, put it in the back of your mind, continue on with life,
can I
not
ask
think
a
about
math
it.
Question: what is 2% of?
I have no idea.
10 billion.
Yeah. All right, 200 million.
200 million.
I looked it up.
How you doing?
Yeah, what I looked up exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So I know it, and I can tell people, honey, trust me.
Well,
I'm
going to
be
NFL.
A millionaire in 15 years.
Yeah.
Why? Well, I own 2% of the Chiefs. Do you have a suite? Kind of.
No, you get nothing. You just get the 2% ownership. You get nothing.
Okay, that's fine.
Nothing. Okay. Nothing. Yeah, nobody knows that you
no
exist.
No one knows. No bragging rights even.
Well, you can tell PA I own 2% of the Chiefs. What does that get you? Nothing until I sell, which is like every owner, right?
Yeah, it sounds like a guy that had 1% ownership of a radio.
I mean, think about... can we just go to... I mean, I just... Sometimes I just can't move on.
Hit you in the cross legs?
It really did. I had a crisscross applesauce on that one, man.
Oh,
I don't even know what the hell I was going to say.
Pick him up,
Max.
Pick your threes.
No, like,
the thing is, if I sell the 2%, I can have my favorite musician in my backyard after I sell. Blink-182, come
they're
on.
They're dead, I'll, dude.
You're talking 15 years, man.
Blink's already almost there, man. We'll hear him in September, and you'll be like, yeah, Dusty, you were right. But I'm not going to ruin
really
it for him.
Live.
Be like, enjoy the show.
Yeah. They're really good live.
But I mean, but in 15
great.
Years, they may be drooling. Who knows, right?
They may be in their 60s. Jeez.
You'll have the All-American deceased.
Yeah.
Tom DeLonge's like 53, dude.
Dude.
They'll be in their 60s.
53 in 15 years is 63.
53.
That's pushing 70, man. That's old.
I guess that would make sense.
I mean, that's old, but you know, I think with the 2% ownership of the Chiefs, you will make money because it will increase. That's what the NFL does. It's a license, you know, to print money, but you can't say anything. You can't tell anybody. This is how owners don't make their money in leagues. Like, we all think like John Sherman's just walking around with thousands of dollars just falling out of his ears or whatever. Ooh, right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
These owners in professional sports do not make money till they sell the team. Look at what's going on in Tampa right now. That guy is selling the Devil Rays for $1.7 billion, which doesn't sound like a lot of money in professional sports. But when you bought in for $200 million less than 20 years ago, and you that team that doesn't even have a stadium sells for $1.7 billion after a $200 million investment, he made $1.5 billion on that team. That's an insane amount of money. With no stadium. So, yeah, I mean, I think it sounds smart
and
to take that 2%.
If you own 2% of the Chiefs, you could start calling them we.
Yeah.
Like, we got a really good squad out there. What do you mean we? Yeah.
Well,
2% of we is behind this
Look,
team.
Man, I own 2% of this thing. 98% of it I have nothing to do with. But this 2% is mine. Which mine. 2% is that? It's Mahomes.
That's it. That's my 2%.
That's your 2%. See, I thought for sure you'd take Springsteen in the backyard. I thought for sure Dusty would go that route. I was like, that's a no-brainer for Dusty. Because I think for a lot of us, you don't want to take the long-term wait of 15 years. You think that's a long period of time. I can attest 15 years is nothing anymore. Mac, if I were you, I would take the 2% of the Chiefs. Where you are in life in 15 years, you'll be 40, you'll be done. That'd you be take sick. The 2%.
Yeah, that or Menards, because Menards,
you save big money, too.
You save big money at Menards and the text lines, right? And said you could build houses and sell them and make a fortune with a Menards card. You just build a bunch of houses.
What a brilliant! Who texted that, and they get the rest of the week off?
620, say your name.
Let's go 620.
That is true, because if you got unlimited Menards, you start building houses, selling them for $300,000 a pop. You could sell them for really low, too, because you're not paying anything for the materials. You're paying for the labor, obviously.
Flipping.
But, I mean, yeah, that may be the way to go.
From 816, I can spend more at Menards than I'll make from the Chiefs. You can literally build houses that consistently. This is two of the different texts. Two different texts.
Wow. People are in on it.
No cost and sell them for profit. Menards all day. Yeah, everything you're making 100% profit.
Yeah,
that's a very smart
dark horse.
That's why we are idiots.
Yeah, dude, I love those guys on the text line that came up with it. Right, they're probably guys who do build houses for a living, and they're like, dude, if I didn't have the expenses of the materials, how much? But think about how much more you could make and how much less you could sell them for, and then people could get a good house too. Like, you could be doing a quote unquote charitable endeavor while making a bleep ton of money for yourself. But you're making houses that would normally sell for $300,000 or $400,000. You sell them for two, you're still making $200,000 on that house.
Could still maybe finally buy a house.
Yeah.
Yeah, in 7 years when it goes below 6%.